FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
Oh, hey guys, welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
How are we feeling?
Great.
I tell you what, one taste of the cold, couple of days straight, I'm already over it.
You're like a week ago, you were like, oh, I love the cold weather. It reminds me of when I was at the, used to work at the snow.
Well, I'm a bit of a flip flop.
It's really funny because on an overcast day, Maddie will be like, oh, what a beautiful day. This is great weather. And because you love to snuggle on the couch and enjoy Netflix.
Yes, without the chilling part, unfortunately.
Well, it's cold, but not chilling in that way.
How was your guys' weekend? What did you get up to?
I did a fair bit. I went to the dump, which was really interesting. I sent you guys a video of that, of one of the workers. It looked like so much fun. He was in one of these, like, giant, like, claw machines. You know when you're a kid and you get one of those, like, tip trucks that you can, like, pick up sand?
The Tonka trucks?
Yeah, like, the Tonka trucks, but they've got the nose on it like an elephant and you, like, pick up sand and objects and stuff. I don't know the official name of that machine.
Yeah, it's like a digger.
It was like a digger, and he had that, and he was holding a mattress with it, and he was using it as a broom.
It was unbelievable. You know, the only person, I talked to someone when I went to the dump last time, like, that works there.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that, like, sorts everything when you first chuck it out of the back of your car.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, great job, mate. You find wallets with money in them, heaps. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, actually.
God, well, later in the show, Jade, you're telling us about your pine cone hunting adventure. You found some dosh.
I did.
$50 on the ground in the forest.
What a win.
I know. It was a great day.
You'd have been cheering. Who got to keep it, your hubby or yourself?
Ben did. Ben found it, so he gets
it. So it goes to his allowance.
One just keepers.
Does he even buy you an ice cream or something?
We did get something, which I'll tell you about.
Oh, it's a secret,
It is a secret. It's called a tease.
Oh, I like excellent. That. Hey, up next, guys, we're going over to the Russian Federation. Of course, coronavirus hitting Russia pretty hard at the moment. Now, obviously, the frontline workers, like everywhere, working really hard. One nurse in particular, though, is in big trouble for what she's been wearing.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you more about it next. After Magic Rude, it's 6:08. Good morning, you. Magic Rude, 6:12. Top of 17 on the coast today. This is 105.3 New FM. Going over to Russia at the moment, guys. So, obviously, the coronavirus is doing really bad things over there at the moment. Serious chat. Over 300,000 infections in Russia.
Oh, my God.
So, there's a whole lot of, you know, doom and gloom over there. Nearly 3,000 deaths. So, they haven't really dealt with the situation very well, unfortunately.
Not by the sounds of it.
One nurse, though, has been reprimanded by her hospital after she was wearing some interesting attire in the coronavirus ward, right? So I'm wanting you to picture this woman, right? There she is. She's got the mask on, the full face. She's got the gown on. So the gowns that they wear, semi-transparent, right? So usually a nurse wears scrubs, right? So
of course.
You know, you wouldn't even look twice at a nurse in what they're wearing. Well, the gentleman in this male's coronavirus ward, very happy at the moment because the nurse has been wearing a bikini underneath.
Under the plastic
gown. The surgical gown.
No.
It's see-through.
Is there a picture there?
There is a picture here. I will show you.
What is she thinking?
Well, look, apparently it was really hot. And
look at the guy in the background.
Very creepy, right?
Creepy old man behind.
I know it gets really cold in Russia and they're probably turning up the heating indoors, but to the point where you're stripping off and you're wearing a bikini under your see-through...
First of all, who knew they sold bikinis in Russia? Second of all, she goes...
as if she didn't notice.
Well, she said that she didn't realise the gown was so transparent.
That's a BS lie.
You know what? I love her. Here's
she
a ward full
it.
Of middle-aged men with coronavirus. They need something in their life.
Well, it's certainly given them something. Oh, sir, your heart rate's gone up. What is that?
Surely she's getting tips. Like, maybe
tips?
No.
It's a hospital, not a bar, Jade.
Yeah, but, you know, in Russia, they can be a little bit kooky sometimes, you know. They do some weird shit. So maybe... She's secretly getting tips on the side.
A few rubles for your time.
Yeah.
A patient said there's absolutely no objections to her attire.
Yeah, I'm sure that guy, isn't he? He's having a good old look.
She's being punished by the government, so like, who knows what's happened to her.
Off to the...
Yeah. Off to the... Who knows? We're seen again.
You know what? They're good on her. She's got a sense of humour.
Well,
that's just wrong. I'm sorry. It grosses me out.
It's like, not dirty, though. Yeah, she's got all the right PPE on. She's
that's
just
the
wearing
thing.
A bikini underneath.
I just don't like the idea of having dirty old men like lust
well,
over me like that.
It. Jade, you got your ass out on the radio last week.
Yeah, but that's different. We're in different professions. She's meant to be wholesome
industry.
And cookie cutter. I'm here for enjoyment.
So shame on the look
as
of
well.
It.
Like, you know what? They must be so depressed and down in the dumps over there.
And this has turned their whole week around.
Wouldn't you love to see a sexy nurse coming to treat you? Like, come on.
It's the dream for that guy by the looks of things.
So in the background of the photo, there's maybe like an 85-year-old man.
Yeah.
With a mask
he
on.
He looks like he's about to fall over.
I don't think he's been so transfixed on something in many, many years.
Decades.
Thinking of an 80-year-old with a semi, just it's just wrong on all levels.
Well,
really.
You know semi-transfixed, is that what you're getting at?
Semi-chub, yuck.
Just because he's 80.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he's not allowed to, you know, have those thoughts.
It's just wrong. I don't know why. It just creeps me out. Creeps me out.
What's in Jade's box playing next?
Yes.
We have a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine.
Oh,
wine up
how good.
Today.
I'm glad
Love
we're
it.
Opening up the new FM cellar.
Yeah. Oh. Got the keys.
Time to give some away.
All right.
All right. Down we go. Down we go.
Go
give
get
it a shake.
All right. Oh, we found it. Here we are.
All right, the first clue. This gets really hot.
Really hot. All right, playing next. Lines are open, 13:10:09 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. The Novos. What's in Jade's box?
Look, we thought we'd kill this game this week, but we're going to give it another go for a couple of days. On offer, beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine. We are raiding the new FM cellar. It's down deep underneath the station here at Sandgate.
Real deep.
13:10:09. Give it a shake. Jade and Crevo's got a clue.
All right, cool. So all you have to do is guess what's
inside
in my box.
There.
Okay, so giving it a shake. 13:10:09. The first clue was...
It gets really hot. Second clue of what we've popped in Jade's box this morning is it's quite woody.
It's quite woody.
And
excellent.
It gets really hot.
Really hot. Shake it one more time for us.
I actually take these into the toilet with me.
Into the bathroom?
Yeah, they actually should be a necessity, personally.
That's
I
what
believe.
You think.
I think all workplaces should have them in the loose.
A bit of a danger, though, isn't it?
Only if you're really, I think, high in methane.
Oh, okay. All right, we're giving this away.
Here we
no,
go.
Oh,
yeah, no, 13:10,
we
got a call.
Here we go. Here All right. Go. Let's take this call. New FM, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How was your weekend?
Quiet.
Really? What'd you get up to? Not much? What? Just stayed at home?
Just stayed at home out of the cold.
Oh, it was freezing. Do you have a fireplace or a heater?
Heater.
Yeah.
Listen to these
snuggling.
Two, Lisa, how fancy they are. Crevo and Jade both have fireplaces at home. I think, look at these two.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's not that fancy.
Is it?
It's super fancy.
I'll take it.
Well, mine came with the house. So But, Lisa, what do you think will be in my box for that bottle of wine?
Matches.
Yeah, of course it is. Easy as that.
There it is.
We make it easy for you. Beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine from the New FM cellar.
Lisa,
all yours.
Do you keep
Thank
matches?
You very much.
Do you keep matches in the toilet?
No.
Do you think people should?
Obviously not.
I know some people that do.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Well, it just gets rid of the smell.
The smell instantly. So I don't know about you guys or you, Lisa. I hate it when like you go in someone's toilet and say if you do have to relieve yourself into a number two instead of that floral scent they use mixes with the smell and it's foul. I think there's nothing worse than a floral air spray.
Lavender.
Lavender. It's just wrong. But you get matches and
disappears.
It disappears instantly. It's more...
It certainly does.
Better.
There you go. I bet you didn't expect that chat. 6:25, Lisa. Thank you. Enjoy the wine. That'll warm you up. Crevo, up next, though.
We're playing a bit of a little challenge between the team here. Mm. Where we all bring a story to the table.
Yep.
And we give a little bit of the story, and then Jackson chooses who gets to tell their story in full.
So it's putting our storytelling skills on show.
That's right. I love it.
All right, doing it after the news with Hamish at New FM at 6:25. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
All right, bit of a team challenge up next.
Yes, we are having that.
Yes, yeah, so you're right. Did you have another plan of what
were
you
going
to
say, Maddie?
I was just going to say we've got a huge announcement with our drive-through wedding after 7 o'clock today, because of course it is happening this Friday.
Very exciting.
So a couple are actually going to get married on Friday, and they will find out on the morning. So they'll only have like maybe 4 or 5 hours before the hitch. It's insane.
Yeah. My kind of wedding ripped the band-aid off. Yeah. Too late now.
You're married now. Next though, we are doing our Sell the Story Challenge. This is where we each bring a small amount of a story, like a little tease to Jackson. He listens to all our pitches and then he picks one to tell the story in full.
All right.
It's a test amongst the team.
So it's almost like that Graham Norton show.
Yeah, with the red chair.
They get flung off the back if it's
exactly.
No good. All right, doing it next in UFM. Right now, Baby Animals, one word. It's 6:35. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 in UFM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:38, Crevo.
That's right. And it's time for our Sell the Story Challenge. This is basically like the red chair on the Graham Norton show. We each have a crack at telling a story, and Jackson can buzz us out at any time if he's bored.
Now, do you know what, Jackson? You're going to be so harsh with this, so I know this is totally legitimate.
I was going to say, I'm a pretty hard man to please, so I hope you brought your A-game.
You throw garlic bread at walls at home, you know.
Well, that's only because people need to learn how to please me better. It's a reflection on everybody else, not me.
I'm never cooking you garlic bread, okay. Ever.
Your loss.
All right, Jay, well, I think it's only fair that you go first, but we'll go through the show order, perhaps.
So, okay. All right, yeah.
You've got to hook Jackson's attention right now, yep. Otherwise you get X'd.
All right, Jackson is on. A stolen painting has reappeared after 23 years in the same gallery where it was taken.
No. Sorry.
Come on.
Art stories, I'm not fond of them.
Thief stories.
You lost me in the Crime. First 3 seconds. Strap your ears on or something.
Jade loves an art heist story.
Oh, it's like, fascinating.
We get it, doll. You like art.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, it's... Oh. All right, you go next, smarty pants.
Okay, Jackson, get ready for this one. I love a good coronavirus story. Strip club offers drive-through service during US lockdown.
Okay.
You into this?
I'm intrigued.
Have you ever been to a strip club before?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you about this strip club in Portland, Oregon. It's called the Lucky Devil Lounge. Obviously, people can't go in and see their little dances on show. So they've turned themselves into the Lucky Devil Eats. So they're making food. So when you go through the drive-through to pick up the
An
food.
An essential service, I guess.
Of That's
course,
cool.
There's all the dancers just dancing, you know.
It's making me uncomfortable. Very unhygienic. Just imagine the things that could drop into your food.
Yeah.
Here's your devil wings, sir.
Baby oil.
I didn't order
They're
any extra sauce.
1.5 metres away, though.
All right, my
it's
turn.
It's on you, Crevo.
So, on the weekend, I made about $1,000 out of some copper cookware. Excellent. There's the end to that.
Copper cookware. I want a more thug life story.
All right, excellent.
I gave you crime.
I think Maddie's the winner. He got the furthest through that. Congratulations.
Maddie's definitely taking the crown on this one.
Oh, good, good, good. Thank you.
There's a wrap on our first Sell the Story challenge. Next, though, guys,
harsh. It's very harsh.
Well, of course he is. He dreams of becoming a reality show judge.
I have a theory. The gays suck together there.
Oh, hey, there's no favouritism. You just told a good story.
Yeah, it's not our fault. You're boring, Jack.
Shots fired.
Next, though, guys, how a grocery store has really changed things up. They've gotten rid of basically all of their salad stuff.
Yeah.
And they've swapped it out to booze and chocolate. And I've got some other ideas how these kind of shops might be able to make a bunch of cash during this time.
Excellent. Doing it next, 6:42 at the Novos. Good morning, you guys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
6:52, Harry Styles, adore you at New FM. Rate the music now, newfm.com.au. Guys, get this. Just by doing so, takes under 10 minutes. You can walk away with some Yumbo Rama meals delivered directly to your house. Feed the fam for a night, newfm.com.au.
Yum. Amazing. That sounds great. Hey, talking of food, grocery stores over in the US, they've gotten rid of all the salad bars, which are a big thing over there. Salad bars.
in the
supermarket. See, you know how...
So it's like a deli, a self-serve deli.
Correct. Yeah. So here you've got like your tabbouleh or whatever, but they have like a full bar of it, like at a a buffet or something.
Who knew Americans loved salad so much?
Well, I think they're putting a lot of ranch dressing on, to be fair.
Yeah, it's weird. I know what you mean, because when I went to the States last year, it's so weird being able to, like, over in Australia, you have to have the workers put your olives into a tub or your hot chicken wings. Over there, it's all self-service, so you just walk up and you just pack it in yourself.
That concerns
me. I know. I was a bit turned off. I was thinking, hygiene of other people.
Well, that's why they've had to get rid of it during corona times, because they don't trust everyone to be hygienic while they're grabbing their hot wings. Hot wings. Real hot wings.
Hot wings.
Exactly. Or, you know, they squeeze a bit extra of that Thousand Island dressing, which they love to lather on everything.
So what have they put in place of the salad?
Well, they've gotten rid of that, and they've put heaps of alcohol and chocolate in there, basically. So they've literally, you know those little metal tubs?
Yeah, the Bain Marie.
Yeah, they've literally scooped all the salad out of those, given them a wash, and they've just left them there, and the salad signs are still there, but it's just full of, like, chocolate bars and booze, which, in a way, probably better.
It's so sweet.
Make your own salad.
Yeah.
Cleaner, too. And you've got more access to a good Sauv Blanc. This sounds like a great idea to me.
I think it is a great idea, actually. And you know what?
What?
Salad's so easily stored elsewhere. Put them in the little bags like
exactly.
We do at Woolies.
Exactly. Veggie section.
Yeah. You really need a whole bar for that.
I know. Exactly right. And it's made me think that there's maybe a few ways that we can improve our supermarket experience here in Australia.
Oh, cool. More. I love a solution.
Yeah, because just before, Maddie, literally while that song was playing, you're like, God, shopping at the supermarket's boring.
It's terrible. I hate it. It's one of my
it's a chore.
One of the things in life I really despise.
Which surprises me, because you love food. You love eating food.
When it's prepared for me.
By a chef.
Yes.
All right, so here's some of my ideas. Obviously, you say it's boring. That means it's a slow process. Why not speed it up? You know those electric scooters that Jackson was really looking to get for a while?
Yes, there's an idea.
Imagine strapping one of them to the back of the trolley. You just jump on the back. Nyin, 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 nyin. It's 5 minutes. You got the whole grocery thing done.
Almost like a Segway, sort of.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Attached to the trolley.
Perfect, right?
No, I get you.
Much faster.
Faster, dangerous.
Oh, is it really?
Do you know what you do?
Traffic lights in the supermarket will be needed.
You do it so you've got the controls on the trolley.
Yeah.
So, like, you can go, like, you know, fast or slow or stop, and you can control it from the handle.
So everyone's going to whiz around and get all their shopping done quick.
You know what? I'm actually on board that, because it was a little lady on one of her little, what are those, not mopeds?
Yeah, the
those
scooter
old
people's
scooters.
Yeah.
She was on one of those in the shops the other day. She was just, you know, hooking around the corners left, right and centre. I would like to give them a taste of their medicine.
Yeah, exactly right. Trust a bit of fairness.
You. Trust you, Jay. Yeah. To attack an old woman on a mobility scooter.
Sometimes they just don't care. They don't care who's
would you
in your
care?
Way.
Good on them. Yeah, screw it.
I don't know. Well, Jade's going to be into this idea. One more to wrap things up because we're almost out of time. At the Woolies in Mayfield, they set up like a little coffee shop in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye to that. Let's have a wine bar. So you can have a nice Shiraz while you pick out your pasta and sauce. Like, much better. Better use of the space and time.
Do you know what? I love that booze was the underlying theme to this entire story,
Creepo. Like, thirsty. Get Creepo a drink. He's like, Monday's here, crap. Got to deal those two crazies. But, guys, you know what? I'm with you when it comes to shopping sometimes, Maddie. Like, you're like, oh, it's boring. I'm like, I need more coin so I can spend more money. So I've come up with a great idea how the three of us can actually make some dosh, and it's inspired by this young, like, college student. Oh. So I'm going to tell you how we're going to make some moolah after this.
All right, it's 6:57. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you. And we
got love. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so
mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos. And you're with Jade, Maddie and Creepo. Maddie's actually stepped out for the moment because he's gone to get our coffees from the Happy Mobile Cafe.
Yay.
So
I'm looking forward to my coffee.
It's an exciting moment, isn't it?
It is.
Of the morning.
Absolutely.
First sip, the relaxation that comes with it. But obviously, with Maddie out of the room, I've got a surprise for you guys.
Oh, so, I'm looking forward to this.
Hamish, I think you spoke about it on the weekend with us.
Yeah.
But we said how we all loved Cherry Ripe.
Oh, yes.
So
very much so.
There's a brand new Cadbury block, which is the old gold dark chocolate Cherry Ripe, which I brought in
Get
for
out.
Today to try.
Oh, I'm looking forward to having a
wow.
go at that.
Yeah.
I specifically saved it for this moment to enjoy the
taste. Oh, that's very you. Nice. What a lovely
okay,
thing
guys.
To do, Jade.
It's
you
all right.
You definitely scored some brownie points from me.
Well, it's a Monday, and I'm going to fire off the next song. It's
talking about what we're doing next?
Okay,
that's
so,
part of the job that you're doing now as well,
that's true.
All right?
For those who don't know, I'm actually in Maddie's seat at the moment, so
pressing
I'm
the buttons.
Really focusing on which buttons I have to press next.
I'll be absolutely fine, Jade says about 2 seconds ago.
Okay, but obviously, just before the news, I mentioned that there is a way that we can make some dosh.
Oh,
you,
I'm
myself,
always
and
into
Maddie.
That, right?
And actually, and if you're listening right now, I've got a really good tip of how you can make some money in a second, and it's all because of this college girl who's inspired us.
Okay.
Or inspired me, and now us, because we're going to do it after this. We're actually, and it involves our feet.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I think you guys will be into it, so I'll tell you more in a sec. It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, yep.
Right now, but don't start now.
You've turned down the song. There
wrong,
you go.
Wrong button.
Did a full 180.
Dua Lipa, don't start now. It's 7:09. This is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 17 degrees on the coast today, 16 at Maitland in the Valley and 16 around the Lake, Jade. And this morning, you've come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wanting to help us make more cash in our personal lives. What's
Big
going
claim.
On?
That is correct. And we can
Are you becoming a pimp?
Well, almost, in fact. I must just say almost. So basically, I read this article online about this chick who's a medical student over in England.
Yeah.
She's making £5,000 a month selling photos of her feet, which is $9,500. Just for taking pictures of her feet. She devotes 6 to 10 hours a day making them look aesthetically pleasing. So she might put a little like succulent plant next to them, put her feet out, take some photos, or maybe burn a candle next to them. And
so it doesn't smell so much because she got her socks off all the time.
Oh, why does everyone always think smelly feet when your feet are out, bare nude out there? But this is the thing, though, and it's an unusual sideline job, but I think it's an easy way for us to make some dosh.
Remember that time that you suggested to sell your used underwear online for cash?
I did, and I asked...
So this is the evolution of
this
that
This is
idea.
The evolution, because right. I asked my husband about
and he
that.
Said said no?
And he said no.
Wonder
but
why?
This, I think, is different. Okay, because we all have different feet. They're all like Crevo's. Yours is very flat. That's mine true. Are very arched. Maddie, I can't remember what your feet look like.
What's with the fascination with people's feet? I think it's so weird, Jade. That is what they call a foot fetish.
Yeah, it is a foot fetish. And you know what? Nothing sinister about, you know, being into feet. Like, if you're into feet, cool. And it doesn't have to be because it's sexual. Some people just like feet.
So you're into feet, Jade?
Oh, no. Like, I like a nice foot. I'm not getting off on it, but obviously, Ben has a nice foot, I think I can appreciate a nice foot.
Like, what do you do with Ben's foot? Like,
nothing.
How do you admire the foot?
I'm not doing a Prince Andrew of Britain and, you know, sucking Ben's toes like he did Fergie's. That's not happening.
But you're enjoying your Weet-Bix.
Would you give him a lick even?
No, I'd probably go as far as to maybe kiss them if. You know, if I was down that region, why not?
Okay, he's been at work all day at BCF. Mm. He's been on his feet, walking around, shoes and
customers
socks on.
Customers dragging him all over the store.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he wears, like, safety boots.
Yeah, he's doing easily over 20,000 steps a day.
Are you kissing his feet after a hard day's work?
If he asked me to, I would.
Is Benny into feet?
No. He's probably repulsed by this segment right now, to be perfectly honest.
When you kiss them, what's his reaction like?
I'm not kissing them, but you guys are going off track. The thing is that we can make some serious money here.
I don't think we can, Jade.
$2,500 a week.
As if anyone is paying for pictures of our feet.
Well,
yours maybe. Because
hey, don't sell yourself short. You have great feet. Guys, I've seen them. And some people like you know, bigger partners. Some people like skinny partners. We've got the variety amongst us. So I thought if we put all our feet together, we could do like a little feet orgy photo and put it out there and we could make some money.
You're making it sound so innocent.
Because it is.
But the type of person that pays money for a picture of somebody's foot, there's a sickness to that, Jade. There's like a sexual aspect
to this. Not necessarily. No, because I have an open mind and some people just like to appreciate. It's like I have plants in my house. Some people just might want to have nice photos around. But you
laugh. They're not just hanging them on the wall.
So what do you want to do?
So basically I thought, okay, today we'll create an ad on Marketplace, right, on Facebook. I thought we put all our feet together with our socks on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then
I'm wearing odd socks today, guys.
So we tease, you know, the person who would like to buy our photo.
This is like the bikini shot, is it?
Yeah. You know, and then if we get hired, I reckon we might sell our first one. We test the waters. We do a foot orgy shot for $20 maybe?
$20
And we'll then
We'll
take off the sock for the photo. So we advertise it,
Monty.
Socks on, and then afterwards we get a buyer, we remove the socks.
Can we like draw little faces or something on our toenails?
Well, you will see what they're into. We'll say tell us what you would like us to do in our foot orgy shot.
Where did you come up with these ideas?
No, yeah, well, maybe. But I reckon we try it.
Is $20?
We start low.
Like $6.30
each. I don't know if I want to sell pictures
for
of my $6? Feet for $20.
How much would you want to sell? Divide it by three, $30, $10 each. Yeah, we're a team. We're selling ourselves as a team. Our feet are a team.
Pimp Jade.
Yes.
Pimping us out.
You're not getting any bigger cut if we do this. I'm telling you that much.
Benny from Happy Mobile Cafe is here. Come in, Benny.
He's not looking disgusted.
Now, Benny, I've got a question for you because you're the first person that will react to this. Are you into feet?
Do I have to answer?
I'll take that as a yes.
I'm taking that as a yes. If they don't answer straight away, it's always a yes.
Is that how you live your life, Jake?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, well, we're selling our feet off apparently next. There we go.
Yeah.
Who's the photographer?
Producer Jackson.
I'm not taking part in any of this.
You don't have to be you, Jade.
That's right. I've got timer, 10-second timer.
All right. After this, Jade, We all had very different weekends, and this couldn't have been more highlighted by a video you sent us where, as Maddie puts it, you look like you're auditioning for Sydney Weekender. You were out hunting pine cones in a forest, and you made it seem like you were the next David Attenborough.
I did.
I've got bits of the video and my thoughts in just a minute.
Okay, 7:16 at UFM. Good morning.
The Novos.
One Republic. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 in UFM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade's been up to some shenanigans on the weekend.
I'm bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy.
Boy.
Bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy.
Boy.
That's right. And I saw Jade's video and I thought she must have been bored to do this, but let's just explore this together, unpack it together.
All right, here we go, here we go.
Okay, so Jade, you went out looking for pine cones.
Correct.
On the weekend.
I did.
And I thought, what? Why?
Because pine cones smell amazing in the fireplace and they're actually a great fire starter. Like, amazing.
I totally believe that, mm-hmm. right? However, you went on quite a mission to get them.
I did.
And then you also made a video about it. So let's just have a listen to the first part of this video.
I'm out here collecting pine cones and it's a little bit windy.
I'm out here collecting pine cones, which are great for the fire. They smell amazing, but there's one thing about being out in nature when you're out collecting the cones. And it's definitely this. Look at this. Quality nature. The sap. You know, a little bit of this on your pine cone and it really gets the fire crackling.
Now, it really started to go down the fact that you were hosting a very local travel show that had run out of ideas about things to show.
Come on, let's go.
You know what?
I'd love to be a presenter on the Sydney Weekender.
That was my first thought when I saw that video because they do like really left of center things and
yeah.
they like to visit small country towns and try the local pie shop and collect pine cones.
Yeah, exactly. You know, fossil hunting, you know, in Orange. Who could have thought it could be this much fun?
Fun. And there's fun. This great side hustle.
It's freezing cold. There's wind like belting down and they're looking through a pile of rocks
yeah.
is the real essence of what's going on.
But they're selling it like they're having the time of their life.
Exactly. The kids will love this.
I really was enjoying myself.
Well, that's what you can tell
it's
them.
It's the presentation style.
I know. You were crouched down, which is a classic move of those supper shows. Let's get a crouching shot. Stand
Where's Whitney?
Stand over by that tree. Now, you obviously sensed that the video was a little bit possibly boring, so you tried to spice it up a little bit.
What are you saying? That's offended her.
No, you spiced it up a bit in this next part of the video.
Yep.
Pine cones are in really unsuspecting areas. Always check behind the bark.
What was that laugh at the end? Like, I get that you were trying to make it as if it was a bit of a treasure hunt by finding one behind a tree.
Yeah.
But what was the laugh for?
I don't know. It was just like, because I'd found a pine cone. I just thought, you know what? Like, amazing. I was just that ecstatic.
Now,
it's like I was a pirate and I was stranded on an island without water and I came across
treasure.
A lagoon.
You know what? I could not have thought of anything worse in the weather on the weekend going out collecting pine cones.
Well, now that laugh at the end intrigued me and I've actually tracked down the exact laugh of the Wicked Witch of the East.
It's your my pretty.
If we play Jade's laugh again at the bottom there.
Get you, my pretty.
Quite similar.
Yes, really, it was.
Well,
it is.
Jade, I will say that you entertained me, but I don't think I'll be going out spending my weekend pine cone hunting. You haven't convinced me enough.
Aww.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
So Jade posted a picture of all of the pine cones that she collected.
Mm.
There's bags and bags of them.
A
and
lot.
I thought, you know what? Typical, being a little greedy piggy over here.
Oh, please. Do you know how many pine cones are out
for the rest of us
out there at Madawi?
The rest of us. Who else? No one else is going looking for that.
You know what?
You'd be surprised, actually. But big thank you to everyone who pointed me in the right direction of the pine cones and pine trees, because I did put it out on my socials, and people came back and gave me the gold.
You know what?
What?
Honestly, Jade.
Yeah.
I think you should leave some for the rest of us.
I did.
I messaged her and I go, "Where did you find them?" And she's like, "It's a secret. Like I'm gonna go."
You know what, Maddie?
To Madawi to collect pine cones.
Because I know that. I know that would have wound you up.
Well, it did.
You're such easy bait. But you know what? Whilst I was on this pine cone collecting expedition, Ben found $50. So my husband Benny came along too, and we were on either side of the roads, covering more ground, and he found $50. It was faded, and like the little window on the $50 note had sort of been like sort of eaten away by a worm or something.
You can't use it now.
Well, we did. We used it. And, hey, what a win.
Did he at least buy you a nice lunch or something?
We actually got ourselves a new butcher's block, like one of those.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a fun treat.
So what a win. I got paid for pine cone collecting on the weekend.
How many hours?
Like half hour, maybe, if that.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
For a half hour's work. Good on you.
Good job, Jade.
Thank you.
Coming up after the news, we've got a brand new segment from the man himself, Newcastle's number one newsman, Hamish. The news that didn't make the news. Because, you know, sometimes there are stories out there that, you know, just don't make the cut of the main bulletin. Mm. And it's such a shame to waste them.
That's right.
So Hamish has all of the news that didn't make the news next, after the real news at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New
FM.
So, guys, on the show Friday, we all admitted to how much we loved Cherry Ripe. And when we were at the shops yesterday, I actually can't take credit for this. Ben saw it, my husband, and he said, "I'm going to get this for you guys to try on the show tomorrow."
That was nice. That's with the nice. $50 he found pine cone hunting.
Yes. So this was his treat for you guys.
Yeah.
And it's basically Cadbury's Old Gold. So it's this new one that they've brought out. So it's dark chocolate Cherry Ripe in a block. And we all just tried it. In the last half
Very
an hour.
Very nice.
Just Love tastes it. Like Cherry Ripe, because Cherry Ripe is dark chocolate.
But in a way, but the Cherry better. Ripe is all the way through. Like
through
the
it.
Cherry is all the way through. Mm. I mean, it's very good. I don't
flavor profile the same.
Well, it's Maddie, let's just reenact Maddie for a second. Oh, Jade.
Try putting one in your coffee. It's amazing.
Try putting it in your coffee. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we
plain it
I'm
down.
I'm not criticising it. I'm just saying it tastes like normal Cherry Ripe.
Yeah, no, but you...
Am I allowed an opinion?
You are. But it's just funny because 5 minutes ago you had, like, ants in your pants telling me to put one in my coffee and give it a twirl.
But you said no. Anyway, this is BS talk right now.
Yeah,
I like the chocolate, Jay. Thank you.
We all do. Go try it.
Hey, coming up next, we've got our brand new segment, Hamish, the news that didn't make the news. Now, on the chopping block this morning, did you have a few stories that, you know, just didn't quite make it?
I was just about to say I had three ready to go, but one just didn't make the rigorous... fact-checking department.
Journalism.
Yeah,
no.
Integrity. It was absolute nonsense. Cursory research found it was nonsense.
Though? That's okay in this segment, Hamish. We don't need research. We don't need facts.
Don't need facts. What are you talking about?
We want something to talk about.
All right, the news that didn't make the news. Doing it next after No Doubt, Don't Speak at New FM. It's 7:37. Good morning. No Doubt, right across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, 7:41. Tops of 16 degrees at Maitland today. The first day back at school. How exciting. Good luck for everyone off to school this morning.
To it.
Right now, it's time for our brand new segment, The News That Didn't Make the News.
Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you eat in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Oh, yes, here he is. How exciting.
Look, yes. as endorsed by Donald Trump.
Yes.
This is real news.
And Ron Burgundy.
And Ron Burgundy, of course.
The two biggest, most trustworthy news people.
Now, right. Hamish, I do love your bulletins because at the end, they call it in the biz a kicker story.
Yep.
So it's a story that's, you know, maybe not good enough to make the, you know, top three stories, but it's in there, a bit entertaining, yep. you know.
A bit light,
light-hearted.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's it. Kicker, as you say. We call it in the biz.
In the biz.
The kicker.
In the biz.
Just kick the bulletin along.
All right, so what do we got today?
All
what
right,
news
let's
didn't
kick
make
this along.
The news?
Well, look, I may have failed off the bat here because this is actually something that's going to happen. It may actually make the news, and I'm sure people have heard about this. On Wednesday, first crewed space flight from the US in 9 years is going to blast off from Cape Canaveral. The first time ever NASA won't be behind it. Well, not
really.
The driving force behind it. So it's actually SpaceX, Elon Musk's
Elon
company.
The
Crew Dragon, it's called, and it's going to blast off on Wednesday. Astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. Because since the shuttles were retired in 2011, they've been forced to rely on Russia. They actually bought seats.
That's right.
Like a Qantas flight.
Yeah, I know.
On the Russian rockets. So,
now, would you like to pay for extra baggage?
Exactly, that's right. Leg room.
And Hamish, any opportunity for me to play this song that, you know, I'm into? It's the Elon Musk song.
Yes.
Do you think they'll listen to this on launch?
Well, you know when you like when you like fly on a Qantas plane or something, they always have a little music while you're waiting for takeoff.
Yeah. And I wouldn't rule anything out when it comes to Elon Musk. So, he's just that nuts.
Hamish, why is Elon Musk sending them up? Is this so they're actually NASA astronauts and they're just hitching a ride up?
Yeah.
Or is Elon Musk doing his own research up there with his own astronauts and scientists?
So Elon Musk has got his company SpaceX, which is basically a private space company. He has been pushing for this for a very long time. In fact, he's revolutionized a few ways that they can get into space. He's actually got on the sides of the shuttle. They had those two booster rockets that basically, as soon as it got to a certain height, then they just dropped off the actual vehicle, and then they fell to the ocean, and they basically weren't reusable. Maybe they were. He developed one that actually not only just ejects from the actual the rocket itself, but it actually flies back down to Earth and lands to be utterly, completely reusable.
So just fill it up with petrol again.
And off you go again.
That's
which
incredible.
Is really important if they want to start making trips to the moon again and then on to Mars, because they need to have reusable engines.
No waste.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So basically he's got his own people doing, researching their own things.
Oh yeah, it's his own company. In fact, he notoriously put, I think it's a Roadster, one of the, other company, Tesla. And he put a Tesla up in orbit, and basically it's still orbiting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think
that's not cool. That's polluting space.
It's got a waste. It's got enough pollution up there. And
it was money, Jack.
It was dismissed as a bit of a publicity stunt. But
it was his car as well, his personal one, which added to it.
See,
very interesting.
I'm not okay with that.
Well,
look,
put it to Elon Musk.
Luckily it's not
Jack. He will find a way to bring it back down again.
They should be watching what they're, like, the amount of space junk. It's not okay to just keep chucking it up there.
True. There is an awful lot of space junk
up
there.
It's a big problem,
In fact, did you see just a couple of days ago, there was a Russian booster rocket that fell down to Earth.
Look at that meteor! No, it's just Russian space junk.
Interesting story. You know, Skylab, the American satellite that was in orbit for a while, and then it came down to Earth. It actually came down to Earth over Western Australia and crashed and burnt up and landed. The West Australian government fined NASA $400 for littering as a result of that. NASA never paid. So
they should have paid.
I believe that too.
That's so bad. See, that angers me. Like, we're polluting Earth enough as it is, and yet, like, we have the gore to go up there and pollute space. Like,
I love that this causes suddenly the big issue
angry.
In your life. Yeah. Like,
but
you really
it's
like
true,
jumping
though.
On a bandwagon.
No. Like, I'm not perfect, but I try and do my part, like, where I can and recycle and stuff. Like, NASA and all of them, SpaceX, should be. Like,
well, that's
what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
Learning to reuse rockets.
Oh, before we go and recycle, let's put my, what is it? My Roadster to orbit Earth.
Yeah, but it's just like a way of
testing. Don't kill his vibe, Jay.
Yeah. Okay, let's get on to something a little less contentious.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler.
A little less contentious.
So Adolf Hitler was notorious for a few things, but also he was also famous for being a bit of an animal lover. And one of his apparently he had an alligator as a pet. I'm getting to a point here. Don't get too offended. He had an alligator, and it only just in the last couple of days passed away.
Jeez.
It was 84 years old. Saturn, the Mississippi alligator, and lived a very interesting life. He managed to survive bombing raids and actually managed to escape the Berlin Zoo a couple of times, and he was actually gifted by British soldiers to the Russians. That's a bit of a gift, isn't it?
That's a bizarre gift,
isn't it?
Where has it been kept all these years? In a zoo?
In the Moscow Zoo. It's been living in Moscow Zoo, yeah.
Was it actually known at the zoo as Hitler's alligator?
I believe it was, yes. 74 years lived at Moscow Zoo.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
And Saturn was a bit, could get a bit cranky, very, you know.
A bit snappy, would you
snappy,
say?
Snappy alligators. It chewed concrete whenever it was angry, apparently.
Oh!
Liked getting
big dental bills.
Yeah, exactly.
At the Moscow Zoo.
But also loved getting brushes for the as well too.
Oh, and he loved a brushy brush.
Yeah, and had personal sort of interpersonal, you know, friendships with the zookeepers as well.
Well, you'd want to be friends.
Oh,
you
want to
be enemies with an alligator. Yeah.
There's a story to tell your workmates, Hamish.
That's true.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that.
Love that segment. Good story.
Drive-through wedding, Crevo, happening this Friday. We are very excited.
Yeah, it's our next big Facebook live stream event. Of course, there are going to be three couples who will be finalists, and they won't find out who's getting married until the day of the wedding.
Just because, you know,
it's exciting.
Ooh. Adds a bit of suspense. Next, we've got some exciting revelations about what's going to happen at this wedding.
Okay, big announcements. Surprises. The new FM drive-through wedding next in new FM 7:48.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Yeah, there she is, Lady Gaga, The Cure, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Cold showers about today, tops of 16 degrees across the lake. And guys, we've got a big announcement right now for our drive-through wedding.
I'm in the ring, but ain't gonna be no misses.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into the room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
That's right. It is our drive-through wedding. If you haven't heard about it, essentially what we're doing is getting somebody married in their car, and it's all just done like a drive-through.
Amazing. This has to be a career highlight for me,
doing a wedding on
the show.
I know.
So exciting. Mm.
And you don't get to miss out. In fact, it's going to be our next big Facebook live stream event. It's happening this Friday.
Yeah. You'll be able to watch a stranger get married on our live stream.
Yeah, in their car. The whole thing's going to be a bit bizarre, but it's going to be very exciting.
Now, Jade said to me last week that she's always wanted to be a flower girl. Now, I'd be very nervous for all of you contestants out there having Jade involved in your wedding, because she will outshine you. She'll try and outshine you.
I will not.
Jade, why are you wearing a wedding dress?
Put that away. No, I think you can be a flower girl. Just get a basket of flowers.
Petals.
I think the flower girl. Oh, the flower girl's okay.
Yeah, we'll allow it.
You have to send a picture of yourself to the bride beforehand so they can say, oh, no, don't wear that.
Too sexy. Look, this is going to be a very exciting event, though, because to add to the excitement, the winner only finds out that they're going to get married on the day of the wedding. So there'll be a few finalists who we're going to interview and meet this week, and then the winner finds out that morning. So it's going to be a very exciting, very suspenseful day.
It's going to be a whirlwind of emotions, because I'm going to be getting emotionally invested in each bride.
You so will too.
You definitely will, because you love a wedding.
I love a wedding, and weddings are the greatest thing you'll ever do, is be a bride.
Do you know what I love about this concept? So, Jade, for someone like you who'd obviously dreamt of your dream wedding for your entire life, it actually just takes away all of the procrastination. So it's like, yep, we're doing it today. We're getting married. No ifs, buts, or maybes. It's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, with corona times, like, it's hard for everyone to... they can't travel interstate, friends, family, that sort of thing. They can all just watch on Facebook.
But speaking of travel, there's been a development.
That it has. So we're going to be revealing now the location. And, of course, being a drive-through thing, we're like, where is one of the most beautiful and scenic places to park your car in our great city? And we thought, why not do it at the Bar Beach car park, looking over Merriweather, you know, the beautiful waves crashing in. It's just going to be a great spot. So that's where it's happening.
I like that.
And
that's cool.
If you're worried about driving your Ford Festiva or your Holden Commodore or whatever car you have.
Well, maybe that, nothing wrong with the Holden Commodore.
Toyota, what do you drive? A van?
A van,
some sort of van.
Get in the back, doll.
Where actually have a surprise we can tell you about now.
That's right. You're going to be taken and married in a beautiful limousine.
Oh.
So not only are you getting married us, you're also getting taken there in a limousine, you know, looking over the beautiful beach. It's going to be an amazing memory.
We're even providing the empty soup cans to tie at the back of the limousine.
That's right. It's all part of it. So, and the little cardboard sign that says Just Married will hook you up with one of those as well.
We'll even laminate it in case it's raining.
Hey, let's not go crazy. I don't know if we have access to that.
To laminate. Apparently, I broke it last time I used it in the office.
How exciting, guys. We are meeting our finalists across this week. And, of course, Friday, the big day, we are announcing who is getting married on the day.
And then if you want, you can watch it on Facebook Live. It's going to be an amazing event sort of around the middle of the day on Friday.
Oh, so good.
Can't wait for this.
So good. All right, guys, up next, Jay, we're talking bras.
Yeah, so basically, bras. I've actually spoken on the show, I think a couple of months ago, that I believe women should be wearing bras. I'm
so
top heavy, so I feel more comfortable wearing a bra. But one of my girlfriends, she's actually like completely ditched wearing a brassiere. So she's like, it's changed my life, Jade. I feel so much more freer. I don't have to worry about, you know, putting them into the laundry, the special wash bags, and then putting them into the delicate wash and or soaking them. She's like, that's it, done.
It's funny because you feel quite strongly about this. And as a man, I don't think Crevo and I can truly relate to what you're talking about. But I know that, you know, you go to a cafe.
Mm.
Right, and I know that working at the cafe, the people there are, some would say, hipsters.
Yeah.
And hipsters don't like constraints, and the girls there aren't wearing bras, and that just shocks and mortifies you.
Yeah, and I've just been noticing there's a lot more sort of younger generation aren't wearing them anymore.
Hmm.
And I didn't know when this became a thing, but my girlfriend was discussing it. She's like, I've ditched a bra, and she's like, it's the best thing I've done. And I was like, really? So 13:10:09 after this, has ditching the bra changed your life? Can you convert me? Because I'm willing to maybe give it a go if enough people come out and say, yeah, you know, it's a great feeling.
Ditch it, give it a go at least. Anyway, that's the debate. That's the chat next, 13:10:09 if you want to join the show.
Okay, news time, Hamish next, 1 minute past eight. Good morning.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
You know what? A big, massive shout out to everybody got off to school today for the first time in a long while, guys.
They're going
to
be so excited.
I know.
Playing with all the friends on the playground.
Also, the kids. The parents will be loving it.
Do you know what's so good? I reckon this return to school in particular will be probably the best they'll ever experience. Like, the most excited to get back to school.
Yeah.
Imagine all the kids, all the parents just being cooped up inside. You get to see your friends.
You haven't
catch
seen
up.
Your mates in ages.
So good.
Yep.
So good.
Swapping stories.
Yeah. Oh,
good luck to all that are returning to school today from us.
Yeah, have fun, guys. But ladies, I would like you to help me out here for a minute, because one of my girlfriends, Nikki, she has stopped wearing a bra and believes it's the best thing she's ever done. And I've spoken on the show before about, you know, how I think women should be wearing bras, because I have noticed that a lot, like, younger girls in, like, the 18s, 20s are coming out weren't not wearing bras anymore. It's become a thing. And I was thinking, since when did this happen? So 13 10 09.
It's a hippie thing. It's always been happening.
Is it,
you just
though?
Haven't been paying attention.
Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
just, you just haven't been hanging in the same circles.
Maybe not.
Playing
I don't know.
Hacky sack and Jade, eating vegetarian food. Why? It's not really your vibe.
No, it's not. I'm complete opposite to that.
Why are you so offended by
I'm not offended.
Another woman deciding not to wear a bra?
I'm not offended. Let me clear that up.
Well,
I'm
you
all
complain about it whenever you see
power to the women.
Another
like,
woman without a bra.
No, because I just don't understand it. I just think, you know, why wouldn't you? Wouldn't you feel more comfortable in one? Because I know that's just where I sit on it.
Okay.
So on 13 10 09, if you're like my friend Nikki and you've ditched the bra and it's changed your life, let me know. Because I said to Nikki, if enough people convince me, then maybe I'll give it a go for
change
a day.
Change Jade's mind. Is
all
what
right.
We're looking for here.
Doing it next at New FM. Has ditching the bra changed your life? 13 10 09 right now. Sam Felt, Post Malone at New FM. Good morning. Sam Felt, Post Malone on this very chilly Monday morning. Tops of 16 degrees across the lake today. And 13 10 09, has ditching the bra changed your life?
This is because my girlfriend Nikki has recently ditched the bra. She said it's the best
Nikki
thing
she's
ever done. And
shout
I,
out to Nikki. Thanks for, you know, chatting to Jade about this.
You would be into this, boys. It's a guys are obsessed with women not wearing bras. I don't know.
No, not really. I've never actually thought about it till now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you've got
as
thoughts
if,
on this,
Crevo, as if,
yeah, you're very
please.
I've so never PC. Thought about it, like as a thing. Like I, you know, it just hasn't even crossed my mind.
Is
not even teenager
you,
boy, Crevo.
Not really.
Is
like,
it something you notice?
No, oh, not really. I don't really notice that.
JD, you call him BS.
There you're welcome
you know,
to.
Crevo, I'm taking it, is just like a version of a Frankenstein man. You're a man, but sometimes you
what does that even mean?
You don't think like a man sometimes.
I don't know. I don't even think I notice that. Maybe subconsciously I do, but I don't think I go, oh, that girl's not wearing a bra.
Yeah, I don't know. Mate, you are in a relationship and you've been in one for a while, so maybe yeah. Emmy's just got you under lock and key now. You've been trained.
Locked away.
You know, you don't look anywhere else.
It's not that I'm not looking, I'm just not thinking about it.
Oh, please.
Anyway.
But we put this onto our Facebook. We've been getting some very mixed messages about pros and cons for ditching the bra. But we're going to go to the phones first on 13 10 09. Jill, thanks for joining us.
Hello?
Hey, Jill. What are your thoughts on this? Do you believe in ditching the bra, and has it changed your life?
Well, for me, it was just a matter of I was spending a lot of money to wear something that just holds up air. And sometimes you could just pack a couple of packets of lollies down there just to, you know, bribe the grandkids with. But I've got rid of mine, and I just wear those sports bra things, and you can still pack a few things in there. But sometimes I think there are people that really should tuck a bra, their boobies into your bra and not into your own into your pants. No, I don't like that look.
You sound like a very practical person, Jill.
I try to be, yes.
Yeah, Jill, tell me, so you're wearing the sports bra. Did you fit as much in the sports bra?
Mm. Yeah, because there's still a lot of room in there.
A lot more support, though, yeah?
No, there'd be less, wouldn't it? Because you're talking about a crop top.
Yeah, well, see, there's not much there to hold up.
Right, okay.
You know, over the years of, you know, children breastfeeding, putting on weight, losing weight, everything just disappears. It's like little bags of chicken feed hanging down there now. It's not my... There's nothing there.
Okay, so, right. Well, so I haven't had kids yet, though, Jill, so maybe I keep wearing the bra until then, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes people do.
Jesse,
they should just keep wearing the bra.
Jill, Jade's...
You walk on people down the street, you go, oh, dear.
Jill, Jade's quite top heavy. So Jade was actually, I went shopping at H&M the other day with Jade, and she goes, you know what? There's just no cheap bras here, and that's where this whole thing come from. I was like, just ditch the bra. You don't have to worry about anything.
Well, I'm a double D, Jill, so...
Oh, yeah. See, I have children that are E-cups.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know where that come from. I don't know where it comes from.
Apparently it's because of all the chicken breasts we eat these days. That's what I've heard.
Thing I don't eat chicken.
Thanks, Jill.
Thanks, Jill. Let's go to Nita. Good morning, Nita.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing good. Has ditching the bra changed your life, or are you, keep the bra on?
Nah, take it off.
Really? Okay. So
take it off.
So when did you first take off the bra? Like, how long have you been going braless for?
Several years now.
Wow. Okay.
And do you feel like you're just happier because of it?
I feel like a new woman. It's just terrific. Like, as a kid, like, I was teenager, I had to get measured and this and that. And I had to go and sleep in a bra as well, because I thought it was the right thing. You keep the posture and this and that and everything. But it's not like that. You just take it off and you can just move around freely. It's terrific. All right, if I go out and I wear a clingy dress, I might wear a crop top just to keep the flip-flop going, because I'm a double D like you.
Yeah, Dad. But that's my fear, hang-dangers. Like, I don't want my, gravity to take hold too early,
Yeah, well, if I'm wearing a clingy dress, I might wear a crop top, but that's as far as it goes. I don't want no underwires. I don't want no straps cutting in the I don't want nothing. It's just fantastic.
Well, what question I have, Nita, and this might come across as if I don't know what I'm talking about, because that is the truth. Mm. I would be more concerned about the little bumps.
High beaming.
The visible high beaming bumps.
How do you
combat that?
With the crop tops, there's like little pads that fit inside it.
Right.
So you can stop the nipple from showing.
See,
so,
I remove those because I don't want
You've
the extra padding. Well, yeah, but you can, like, even in bras, sometimes you can remove.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back with the bra? Did you just sew it?
Saw the high price or what?
No, it wasn't the price. It was just the underwires. And because I was a double D, I'd always have to readjust the back to cross over to keep the little puppies up.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It is.
Maybe I should. Let go. Be free.
And it's the best feeling. Oh. And don't go to bed with them either.
I think you've convinced Jade.
Jade's looking like she's changed her mind. Thanks, Nita.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, appreciate it. So, Jade, are you going to give it a go?
Look, one day I'll try it.
Tomorrow?
I'll try it tomorrow and I'll see how I feel. But if I don't like it, I don't know. I think it might
Nita and stuff, they were just suggesting to just give it a go.
Yeah.
That's how you
give it a go. It's a thing. There you go.
Who knew? What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan has broken the internet. I'm going to explain why. And Gaga's also revealed why she initially didn't want to be friends with Ariana Grande.
Excellent. Doing that next. A new FM, 20 past 8. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Here he is, producer Jackson. What's the goss, man?
Oh, yeah. So, do you remember this movie from 96?
And you and I are like sisters. Sisters. Hallie, we're like twins.
The Parent Trap?
Yes.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
Alrighty. don't kill my vibe.
Sorry, but I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, you'll be excited about this because there's a possible remake on the way. So Nancy Myers, who's the producer, tweeted the other day, I have some Parent Trap news that she's going to share this week. Lindsay Lohan's jumped on board and retweeted that. Oh my God, that feedback's horrible. So she has retweeted it. So they're saying that not maybe a sort of sequel, that's really throwing me, but a remake of the 1996 movie.
We need a sequel.
Yeah.
We need a sequel.
You know what would be amazing? What? If they get Lindsay Lohan to be the mum, because that's her only really one claim to fame.
That's not a convincing role.
I'd like to see
Lindsay's a mum.
Yeah.
And it'd have to be like West Hollywood mum on the wine and,
That's how likely.
Oh, no, let her reprise, like, a role in one of the second movies that made her really big.
to me, Lindsay Lohan showing up for a film shoot's an amazing thing.
You know what? Poor old Lindsay has this tarnished reputation. She's actually meant to be one of the hardest working people in Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah. She just had a bender or two, flew off the rails, and then she got tainted, and then now it's stuck, unfortunately.
Mm. It's when she said all those bad things about Paris Hilton that I won't go into. Not good for radio. Have you heard all the conspiracy theories that come from that movie as well?
No.
That Lindsay Lohan was an actual twin?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they get very dark. Look into it. It's fascinating.
I will be, actually. That sort of thing interests me.
Yeah, hey, changing pace. Okay, so Gaga has opened up about that collaboration with Ariana Grande and why she initially didn't want to be friends with her.
She would try over and over again to be friends with me, and I was too ashamed to hang out with her because I didn't want to project all of this like negativity onto something that was healing and so beautiful. And eventually she called me on my she was like, "You're hiding." And then this friendship blossomed.
I love this collaboration. I don't think it's the last we're going to see from Gaga and Ari either.
Do you know what? I am obsessed with this.
So
the video,
good.
The song. It's got like this really cool disco vibe about it. But yeah. I can't explain it. It's such a good collab.
I've had it on repeat all weekend. Like actually legit on the way to work today, just over and over again. I'm obsessing.
I'm still warming up to it.
Jump on
you
board.
You don't strike me as a lover to start with though, Krugo. So, you know.
I think I like Ariana Grande more than Lady Gaga in a lot of songs.
Guys, did you see the unfortunate Instagram filter that's been going around with the song?
No.
So, obviously in the video, there's lots of raining on faces and it kind of looks like it's like this weird translucent colour.
What,
and the Instagram filter
bodily fluid of some sort.
Yes, Jade. The Instagram filter kind of looks like that. Oh. It's like really unfortunate. It's funny.
That's a no from me.
That's when you're there too creative and like too many creative people developing a filter are like, oh my God, that looks amazing. And they're all in denial.
Add some sepia to it. Bad move.
Are you into the song, Jackson?
I am. And do you know what? One thing I find about Lady Gaga, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not digging it. You look at some of this, like her art pop album, people come around months after it sort of died down. She's always really progressive and ahead of her time.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I don't know how successful the album's going to be, but I'm expecting it to be incredible regardless.
Well, some massive things are like over the weekend. So I think over nearly 8 million people have watched the video.
Yeah.
See, that's undeniable. I mean, wasn't it? That song was the one that was the focus of like that purchasing singles.
No, not that song.
Was that not it?
No, Justin Bieber and Ariana's Stuck With You.
Oh, that's her other one. That's her other one. Ariana's other one.
Is she turning into the new Ed Sheeran just to have a collab?
Oh, they bring it back Game of Thrones. She's going to be in that next.
Maybe. Who knows?
For one moment.
Thank you, Jackson. No, appreciate that. Up next, though, Jade. We're doing a cleanse. Tell us, mate.
We are. So, basically, the other day you were at my house and, like, you were just a bit low, and I'm a big believer in positive energy and law of attraction, and I believe in affirmations. It's just, it's my thing. It's my positive vibe.
Get the eyes from the back of your head, please.
Yes. Don't look like that. And it's okay if you're not a believer. That's cool. You can revel in your negativity.
Yeah, Hamish is clapping too.
But I burnt some incense. I burnt some incense, and I actually gave you a cleanse on my couch, Maddie, and legit, I was actually like circling Maddie with the incense and just, you know, dousing him with love. And your luck's changed. So I thought, you know what? We're going to delve into a bit of cleansing after this. And Krivo, I'm going to cleanse you and
great.
And Newcastle live on air. And everyone's going to be positive.
So you're doing a citywide cleanse right now.
If you want to watch this all unfold as well, we're putting this on it's on Facebook Live. So if you want to see this, how all this goes down, like I do,
you just need to be
check
a believer.
It out on Facebook.
8:33 at News Time with Hamish next. And UFM, good morning.
The Nova.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Krivo. Krivo. The Novos.
Hello.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Now, the whole studio is filled with incense smoke, Jade.
I know. I came back in and it's like we've entered a Buddhist temple.
But yes, and it's a good smell. It's a soothing smell. And it's the smell of cleansing and purifying all the negativity and dark thoughts you might have in your life. And I am going to be doing a city-wide cleanse of Newcastle and the surrounds, if you're listening. I'm a big believer in positive energy, and I did this to Maddie last week. I think it was on Thursday, and your luck's changed. Your life has become a little bit more zen. So I thought, you know what? I think I'm like a shaman, and I'm going to be the shaman for Newcastle next. And we're going to do a cleanse.
Check it out on the live stream on the New FM Facebook page. Yeah.
There's already incense burning right next to the desk.
Yeah.
Now, can I just say the only way that'll cleanse anything is if the smoke sets off the fire sprinklers and gives the booth a nice sort of wash.
Nice bar.
Hamish,
yes.
Positive thoughts, positive energy. Okay.
Are you going to come in for the cleanse,
Hamish? Be a believer.
Come, for a cleanse?
Come with in for the cleanse.
With those words, you do need to come in here, darling, and have a bit of a cleanse.
Darling. Darling, that was loaded.
Right in. All right, Jade cleansing Newcastle next here at New FM right now. Pink, who knew? Good morning. Pink, who knew? Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now, this morning, don't adjust your radios. This is going to be a little bit cooked, but bear with us. Jade is going to do a citywide cleanse.
Cleanse. How to use sea to purify your home.
Legit, I was actually, like, circling Maddie with the incense and just, you know, dousing him with love. And your luck's changed.
We are going to be making some sage bundles.
That we are. Oh, so,
here we go.
You know, if you're a skeptic, just, you know, just open your mind right now and, you know, go with it, and you might find things change in your life.
Now, set the scene. We're here in the studio, and we've gone through half an incense stick here.
Already.
Burning. Yeah. So the incense has been burning. So, I like to burn the Nag Champa. So, it's basically a sacred incense. It's a blend which consists partly of sandalwood, and it can be burned to sanctify or purify an area, similar to a smudge stick. So if you have negative energy surrounding your house, or, you know, just you're in your life, you're just not where you want to be, you're feeling a little lost, if you start burning this and keeping an open mind and say your affirmations, I do believe that your life will change.
Now, you can check it out on the New FM live stream at our Facebook page if you're interested in that.
Yeah.
And now, you did do this to me, Jade, last week.
And,
you know, I was a bit down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Like, you know, the power of positive thinking. I mean, I do put it
down
to my
thing.
Change in energy. I don't, like, I'm not giving all credit to you and your incense.
And Nag Champa.
And this is,
but, you know, it's good, I think.
It is
I'm
a good thing.
I'm open to this.
And they actually burn this in temples in India and around, because sandalwood is obviously, you can use sandalwood incense too if you've got this at home. If you've got it at home, and it will do the same thing. So, okay,
so let's do it. You were doing a citywide cleanse.
Citywide cleanse of Newcastle. Maybe burn some incense later on when you get home.
Maybe
but just
the
for
lights
the moment,
down, Jackson. Turn the lights down.
Turn the lights down.
Oh, okay.
Get ready to clear your mind. If you're driving, just don't close your eyes. Stay focused on the road, but just keep an open heart and an open mind to what I'm about to say. Hey, the lights have been turned down low. The incense is really cascading over you right now, purifying the area, purifying all the space around you. Life is like a roller coaster. It's filled with many ups and downs. Each moment we are faced with a very important choice that determines how life unfolds, and it is this. Are you going to define this situation in a positive or negative way? The truth is, life is meaningless, and you get to decide.
There's
what...
There's a message.
No. Focus. Open mind.
Sorry.
The truth is, life is meaningless, and you get to decide what each situation means to you. Good and bad are relative terms that you have 100% control of. So if you want to keep your energy and frequency high, choose to find the positive in any situation, no matter how dark it may seem. Now, obviously, with COVID-19, a lot of us are anxious right now. So just open your heart and open your mind to all the good abundance in the universe.
Okay. And just think about these words that I'm going to say with an open heart. I am now choosing to cleanse myself and release any and all thought forms, situations and energies that are no longer of service to my highest and greatest good, I repel. Now repeat after me, guys.
Okay.
I release all negative energy.
I release all negative energy.
And I am a magnet of positivity and goodwill.
And I am a magnet of positivity and goodwill.
I love life and life loves me too.
I love life and life loves me too.
Now I'm going to stand up now and I'm going to get my Nag Chomper incense and I'm going to circle you guys. Okay, and say one more time, I love life and life loves me too.
I love life and life loves me too. Jade's walking around the studio waving her incense like she's a witch doctor.
I feel like this is the initiation of like cult. A gated cult community.
Yeah. Open
it's
heart.
It's run by that quirky open auntie mind. That everyone has.
How do you guys feel?
I feel quite good.
Quite positive.
Quite positive.
Hamish, you're over there.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling cleansed, yeah, absolutely.
Now, Jackson, you've just been filming. You did not participate. So how are you feeling?
This is definitely on your Snapchat right now.
I could still be in bed. Thanks for that, Jade, though.
You know, it won't be an immediate effect because obviously it's the power of the mind. Mm-hmm. So you
it
guys
takes time.
Just need to, you know, focus on your negative thoughts and your negative energies.
And getting rid of those.
And, yes, getting rid of
can
those.
Can you go down the road to 2HD and just, like, bust in there with your
with your Nag Champo and your waving arms?
There we go. So, you know, Jade. Done a cleanse of Newcastle. I know COVID-19's got us all down, but let's just all think positive and life will love us.
Lights up, please.
Lights
I'm
up.
I'm getting a bit sleepy. That's here. Well, thanks, Jade. You can put it out now. I think it's a bit too intense for a room this size.
Oh, I just have to cleanse Hamish and Jackson. I couldn't get close enough.
Right. Good. Okay, I love it a lot of it. Wrapping up the show next at New FM. It's 8:51.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
It's time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topic. One rule, no fence sitting allowed today, guys. Taking your mobile phone into the toilet.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love it.
I'm going to say love it.
I'll be honest.
I used to be off it, and now I do it.
What changed your mind?
I don't know, I think I just had, like, some messages to answer or something.
It wasn't when Maddie and I FaceTimed you from the toilet.
That almost put me off forever. I almost went back off it again.
Is there a more peaceful time than taking your phone into the toilet for 20 minutes?
I think you're right. There's no one... No one to bother
nobody's
you.
Bothering you. Nobody's knocking on the door, maybe.
You don't feel guilty for being stuck on there for that long and not doing anything else productive.
That's right. You're busy.
My friend thinks it's the most disgusting thing he's ever heard. I'm like, you know what? Who are you kidding, mate?
As if you're not
dropping the kids off and scrolling through, you know,
Insta
or YouTube. YouTube's mine. I watch YouTube videos.
Do you really? Yeah. I'll go around and I'll baby wipe my phone every now and again just to give it a clean because they do say you have more germs on your phone than you do a toilet seat.
I've gotten into that. I get a bit of the hand sanitizer on like a tissue or paper towel now and give it a wipe down.
Yeah, you got to clean it.
What about you, Jackson? Are you into this?
I'll admit it, I do it, but I'm not proud of it. It's quite disgusting.
Yeah.
Everyone's sanitizing their hands these days, walking around with these big bricks on their face.
Now. I'll be honest, I've taken my laptop in there before too. And it's the work laptop.
Okay, I've got another level of
that's
this.
That's a step too far.
No, wait for this. I remember when I was in high school talking to this girl.
Somebody took food in there?
She said that she took her roast dinner in there.
Once?
I was like, you're off your head.
That's so gross. Haven't you dated some weird women?
I did not date her. Not a chance.
You must have been pretty close to get that out of there.
No, she was proud of it. That was the weird thing. Samantha.
Why not? You know what? If you're comfortable, go for it.
I'm going to say absolutely do not go for it. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Gross.
I've heard of worse things.
It's as if it's not gamey enough in there already.
Hamish, are you taking your phone into the toilet?
No, I don't. No, I actually like it, you know, time away from the phone.
So you're taking the Encyclopedia.
Britannica. Yeah, the real old one with heaps of volumes that you can now turn into a coffee table. There's so many of them.
Oh, well, there you go, guys. I'm glad you're honest.
Yeah.
Honest and open.
Laptop's a bit.
Laptop's too much.
This laptop right here in front of you.
That's a work laptop as well.
I know.
You're just saying that so nobody no tries to take it off.
No, I'm just dead. I have that. I will admit to it. That. Keeping it real. People
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. Well, the roast dinner takes it in my book. I mean, that's just a way.
I've never forgotten that.
Neither would I. Well, thanks, guys. Another show done Monday. Of course, Drive Through Wedding Friday. Don't forget that. We are meeting our first finalist tomorrow right here on the show. Producer Jackson's up next with 105, Mabe. What's on the way?
Yo, Johnny Legend.
Love this
Love
song.
Me now. Yeah, I like him and Chrissy Teigen. They're the coolest couple. Like, that is what I aspire.
He's like your responsible, cool uncle, John Legend.
Yeah, and she's like your irresponsible, drunk honey. Yeah. And she's so good. I love it. The Chili Peppers as well.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Crevo, my main man. Also to Lizzo, because everyone's feeling good as hell to be back at work for 5 days. I know I am.
Yeah, that was the cleanse.
It's worked on Jackson already. Well, thank you. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Up next.
Well, just as you were mentioning the cleanse there, we've just had a message come through on Facebook. Nick has said, the cleansing was cool. I'm not really into that kind of thing, but it made me feel more positive about my day.
Aww, you're welcome. And thanks, also, Nick. A big hello to Linda Whiteman, the postie in Rothbury, from her husband, Rob.
That's nice.
Hello,
shout
Linda.
Shout-outs. We're doing shout-outs.
Yeah, love that. Why not? All right, we'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.